Hey, this podcast replay, it's brought to you by Sports Grill with 7 great locations. Check out the Bird Road and Miami Lakes locations. Sports Grill is the home to the legendary Sports Grilled Wings, and catch our Dolphins pre- and post-game shows at the Miami Lakes and Bird Road locations for the 2021 season.
How about this? Speaking of the Heat, let me chime in here on something that I'm gonna ruffle some feathers around there. So at what point do we put Spo in the class of Shula and Riley and Ron Frazier? You know, because I watched this guy win with all kinds of teams. I watched him do the same thing that Shula did, win with all kinds of teams. Oh, Doug Peterson, 325, no problem. Woodstruck, let's go to the Super Bowl. We'll win with Marino, throwing it 100 times a game. We'll win with Bob Greasy running it 50 times a game. You know, I watch Shula do anything. He'll beat you with Guy Benjamin at quarterback. So I watch Riley, you know, Rex Chapman, 39 points, Michael Jordan and company come to town. You know, I watch Riley do all kinds of incredible coaching feats. I watched Isaac Austin lose the amount of weight of an entire human being and become a player again because of Riley. Riley saved the season in 06. That was going awry with a bunch of veterans. He couldn't save it after they got fat with the title, but he saved it that first year, because I don't think with Stan Van Gundy that year ends up in a title. So I've watched Spo do the same things. With journeyman player go 31-10, watching nobodies become somebodies, watching him win with the big three, making Chris Bosh a more dynamic player by saying, hey, you need to add your three-point game. Hey, you, LeBron, yeah, you're the best. We're going to make you better. We're going to put you in the post. You know, this guy is the guy that says, no, we're going positionless. And he starts it pretty much, that positionless stuff, all over the league. He's kind of like the Tony La Russa of basketball, in a sense. So I've watched all of this, and I'm watching last night, and there's no Tyler, there's no Lowry, and then Jimmy gets booted, and you're like, well, wait a minute. And CJ and Simon are going off in the first half. And you're like, oh, doggy, what's going on here? And the boys just start to play defense. And you get games from Caleb Martin that went out there and put 32 minutes, 26 points, 8 rebounds. A Strus that added 15 points in 32 minutes. A Gabe Vincent that adds 11 points. I mean, you know, it's just one of these deals where you got to be impressed with the production of Eric Spoelstra and the way he wins with all kinds of teams and how all kinds of players thrive and strive under him. Hell, even Whiteside, sorry, lazy ass, played his best basketball under Coach Spoelstra. And it's not blasphemous to say he belongs up there with those guys. He is one of the great, great coaches that we've had in this town. And maybe I don't put him in front of Shula, Riley, and Frazier because they built the cultures that they coached. Okay? And so now Spo gets to continue to build his culture because he does it differently than Riley. Okay, but I might put him right after those guys. I'm certainly putting Spo way ahead of Jim Leland and Jimmy Johnson and Dennis Erickson and Jim Leland. Who else? Doug McClain and, Jack McKeon. I'm putting him in front of Jack McKeon. You know, I'm putting him in front of all those cats. He's like, he might be the fourth coach. Right? Shula, Riley, Frazier. Whatever you want, Riley, Shula, Frazier, Shula, Riley, Frazier, however you want to put that order, I don't give a rat's ass. But Spo got to be that fourth guy. Like, if you had to do a Mount Rushmore now, right? That's the fourth guy. I mean, that's that. I was sitting there watching them going, that's how good this guy is. He needs to be right up there with those guys. He needs to be considered that.